If you are going to a rhino barn, you'd of course expect to see rhinos, perhaps at a zoo. This place has a huge rhino barn, but what you'll see is far different than a zoo. It's a one-of-a-kind place that draws visitors from around the world to rural Nebraska. And the story is next on this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have Ark County right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Northern Nebraska has its own rhino barn, but this isn't a zoo. In fact, the rhinos here died thousands of years ago, the last of a series of animals drifted under by volcanic ash from today's Yellowstone area.
Then on top of the horse and camel skeletons, we find the big barrel-bodied rhinos. They died in a sequence that probably played out for many weeks.
Rick Otto oversees the Ashfall Fossil Beds, an amazing collection of fossilized remains of animals that appear to have modern-day cousins.
They are rhinos that are similar to the Asian rhinos. Our horses are smaller-sized versions of today's horses, and likewise with the camels. Some are very similar to the llamas and their kin in South America.
Archaeologists have uncovered the remains of animals stacked on top of one another as they died near this ancient water hole.
There were 18 species of animals that have been found so far in the volcanic ash bed, and when we dig a little deeper into the sand below the ash, we find as many as 40 species.
The rhino barn is over 17,000 square feet in size. You'll find many animals, and many more yet to come.
It's an ongoing excavation. During the summer, we hire college students, and the college students scrape and brush through the layers of volcanic ash and reveal skeletons.
This is a truly one-of-a-kind place that draws visitors from around the world.
There are a lot of skeletons here. They're laying side by side. They're still preserved in the round, so they still have a three-dimensional shape to their skeletons. And really, there's no place else on Earth where you can see that.
Traveling the countryside near Royal, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McRae.